Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till 3, Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Yep, I'm singing again, cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till 3.
An Odyssey station.
Hour number 2, Danny and Dusty with you right on time. This being...
Yeah, boss.
2025. Everybody's doing their top 25 since the year 2000. We are in it. Quarter of a century here into the 2000s. And The Athletic decided to tackle the top 25 football programs of the 2000s, which is really, to me, this has been, I mean, think of the landscape shifts that we have seen since 2000, where this century started with the BCS in its infancy, and we have seen widespread conference realignment, the influx and injection of money. We have seen playoff expansion and everything that you've seen grown across college football. It's been incredible to see the changing of the guard as it is. And you've seen national powers take nosedives at times. Mm-hmm. You have seen teams come out of nowhere and rise to prominence. Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
TCU has, like, raised from the ashes.
Multiple iterations.
And because, remember, they were part of the Southwest Conference. Mm-hmm. They got left behind, and then they had to carve their path right back into relevancy. Mm-hmm. And, boy, have they done it. And then you've seen... You know, like Miami and Notre Dame take massive hits. USC, even this century, winning national titles, has hit the skids and are trying to climb back out mm-hmm. of it.
Texas.
Florida State with the legendary Florida mm-hmm. State and Penn State, the legendary coaches that coached into the 2000s, they step aside and the programs go and they take a massive dip mm-hmm. for various reasons, Penn State. But Florida State, they handed it to Jimbo. He goes and wins a national title, and then they go, poof, gone.
Yep.
And they go up and down. We've seen so many ebbs and flows that this is really interesting. Michigan, which was a national power and then became irrelevant for a few years. Then they come back and they win a national title. So basically the criteria that The Athletic used in this is win percentage, BCS and New Year's Six Bowl appearances, national titles, conference titles, top 10 wins, top 25 wins, top 10 rankings, top 25 rankings, and losing seasons. Okay. in this, if you look out west, they have one, two, three, four, five teams from the west coming in at 24th, which is one spot above the final team in this ranking, which was Michigan State at 25, mm-hmm. is the Washington Huskies. And that's one of those programs that we've seen. They've gone through all of it. They have a win percentage of just over 500, which ranks 45th nationally. But they've been to five New Year's Six Bowls. They've won four conference titles. And they've been in the top 25 28 times. Okay, but they've had eight losing seasons. What they say about the Huskies here is Washington's modest win percentage and eight losing seasons doesn't help its case to be included in these rankings, but the Huskies started the century with the number three finish in 2000 and returned to prominence in the 2010s with three consecutive double-digit win seasons and a playoff appearance under Chris Peterson before back-to-back top 10 seasons and a trip to the national title under Kalen DeBoer in the 2020s.
Mm-hmm. Pretty damn good.
That is a pretty good. Pretty good. Utah comes in at 22nd, a team out west. They say Utah, then a member of the Mountain West, posted undefeated seasons in 2004 under Urban Meyer, 2008 under Kyle Whittingham, before moving up to the Pac-12. Whittingham has led the Utes to four double-digit win seasons since then, with Pac-12 titles in 21 and 22, but they're more often an 8 or 9 win team. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
They have one of the best coaches in all of college football.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Consistently a winner. 22nd nationally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, boy.
When you start getting into it, though, it's very easy to see why they are where they are.
Yeah.
It's the top 25. When you're talking about 25 years, like it's funny when, you know, people give me hell about being a USC guy. It's like, oh, it's been so long ago. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, if you go through the history of most programs, though, they don't have what even Utah has. Like, if you look at the entire history of most programs in the country,
yep.
they can't come anywhere close to what Utah is.
No.
And that's just what they've done in 25 years.
Yeah. Well, Boise State comes in at 20th on this. Mm-hmm. And the Boise State is one of the more incredible stories in all college football because I think people forget that Boise State used to be a junior college.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dave Wilcox, legendary Oregon Duck, San Francisco 49er. Huh?
Nothing. I'm just taking a dig.
He went to Boise when it was a junior college. Mm-hmm. Then they were a D2 school. Then they were an FCS school. And then they became an FBS school. And they've won 81% of their games since 2000.
I don't care where you're playing football. That's insane.
That ranks second nationally. They've been to four BCS New Year's Six games, 13 conference titles. My God. They have only four top 10 wins, though. 18 top 25 wins, and they've been in the top 10 and top 25 rankings 23 and 22 times, respectively. They have not had a losing season.
This century.
What they say about them is figuring out where to rank Boise State was by far my biggest challenge. The Broncos' 81 win percentage and zero losing seasons, even in a group of five leagues, are remarkable. As are their Fiesta Bowl appearances, including two wins, but their relatively few ranked wins are a number or a reminder of the level of competition. So they're at 20th there.
But here's something to consider here. The whole, like, you know, the reminder of competition thing notwithstanding here, if it's so easy to do at lower levels, why aren't more teams doing it?
Yeah. Right. Well, but you see those teams usually get the invitation to in a seat with the big boys. Mm-hmm. Utah got it. TCU got it. Mm-hmm. Central Florida got it. Cincinnati got
it. And we've seen them have their runs. We saw Boise State against Oklahoma. We saw TCU against...
No, I'm talking in a conference of with the Giants.
Sure.
Like all of every single one of the schools that I named, they've gotten a seat mm-hmm. in a power conference. And they've run with those opportunities.
Boise State going into the Pac-12 is going to be, quote-unquote, a step up in mm-hmm. a sense. And I mean, it will. It's above the Mountain West. We know that. But it's not what it used to be. But when those schools have been afforded those opportunities in bowl games or in playoffs or BCS, like, they've gotten it done. Like, yep. Yeah, TCU getting hammered in a national title game happened. But
yep.
They won the game before to get there.
Yep.
Like, these you know, smaller schools, these lessers, when they've gotten opportunities, you know, Utah with Urban Meyer, like, they've they've gotten it done. And they're that's why they get on these lists. That's why they end up having these staying powers. And that's why when you look at the, it's not just a flash. Like TCU's more cyclical, but you look at the Utahs and the Boise States of the world, they've got it pretty dialed in.
The interesting part, Boise State has always been one of those schools that they're not a research institution, mm-hmm. so that was hard for them to get into the Pac-12. And they were almost too good for their own good
mm-hmm.
because they didn't have any downs. They just kept winning. USC comes in at 8th on this list.
Mm-hmm.
They are ahead of Florida at 10th and Texas at 9th, which is pretty impressive
yeah.
when you think of where USC is and how good Texas and Florida have. Texas has two national titles, or Florida has two national titles since 2000. Texas has one.
Mm-hmm.
USC, though, has won 70% of their games. They've been to 8 New Year's Six Bowls, 2 national titles, 7 conference titles, 21 top 10 wins, 57 top 25 wins, and then they rank 9th and 10th in top 10 rankings and top 25 rankings. So pretty good.
That's about right.
They say USC is appearing in the top 10 as a testament to how dominant the Trojans were under Pete Carroll from 2006 to 2008 when it went 82-9, won 6 consecutive Pac-12 titles, 2 national crowns. While it feels like USC has been struggling ever since, it's added 4 more double-digit win seasons and 3 New Year's Six bowl bids.
It's the difference in the bar.
But this is where they even mention it in the rundown. Oregon is 7th.
Mm-hmm.
74% of their games they have won. They've gone to 10 BCS and New Year's Six Bowl games. They have 0 national titles, 8 conference titles. They have 23 top 10 wins, 25 top 25 wins, 60 of them. They've been in the top 10 44% of the time since 2000, and they've been in the top 25 74% of the time. They have had only 2 losing seasons. They say some may scoff at the ranking with Oregon this high without having won a national championship, but every other data point is that of an elite program. The Ducks' 182 weeks spent in the AP top 10 are higher than the likes of LSU, Clemson, and Texas, among others, and they've been to more BCS New Year's Six Bowls than USC, Michigan, and Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon coming in at number 7 here, with 0 titles. If you look at every other team that is in the top 10 in the last 25 years, they have all won a title. Oregon has not. And that has been the big mountain to climb for Oregon. If you look at the top 12 teams, which goes back to Florida State at 12, Michigan at 11, every single one of the top 12, except for Oregon, has won a national title. And that has been the one thing that Oregon keeps on chasing. But they're just saying at The Athletic, every other metric, they've been as good, if not better, than anybody else
in the
country.
They've had the markers, yep.
Yeah. Let's get to the top 5, because it's the who's who, and there may be a little controversy between 1 and 2.
I'm a little surprised which way they went.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, we're talking the top 25 football programs since 2000.
Programs
in the country since 2000, as voted on by The Athletic. Oregon came coming in at 7, USC at 8. The top six are Clemson at 6.
That's not surprising to me.
Two titles, 10 New Year's Six games, won 74% of their games. They've had only had one losing season.
Look, you can say what you want about Dabo and the transfer portal and the arrogance and all that kind of stuff. They're good, and they've been good.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Well, yeah. I thought they might be higher. But when you look at the top five,
it's like, yeah, okay.
Clemson at 5, 75% of their wins in SEC play, 7 New Year's Six Bowls, 3 titles, 5 conference titles, 37 top 10 wins, 80 top 25 wins. They've been in the top 10 41% of this century and 80.5% of the top 25 rankings this century with only one losing season. Georgia comes in at 4th with 2 national titles, winning 78% of their games over that span, 11 New Year's Six Bowls, 76 top 25 wins. 33 top 10 wins, 56% of the time they're in the top 10. Then it's Oklahoma with their one title, but winning 79% of their games in just an ungodly clip. They've been in the top 25 89% of the time.
The BCS / New York Six Bowls, 17.
Yeah, they just ran the Big 12 for a while.
Holy crap, man. That's a monster number.
Well, here's where controversy sets in, though.
This actually shocked me.
I don't get it, but here's the metrics and why they did it. Alabama is number 2.
Mm-hmm.
They've won 78% of their games.
Mm-hmm.
They've played in 14 New Year's Six Bowls, 6 national titles, 9 conference titles, 39 top 10 wins, 94 top 25 wins.
That's number 1 in both categories, by the way. So the most national titles, most top 10 wins, most top 25 wins.
They have been in the top 10 66% of the time, in the top 25 76% of the time. They have had 3 losing seasons, though.
That's pre-Saban.
And that is pre-Nick Saban. Number 1 did not have that, though. And this is why Ohio State is the number 1 program. They lead the country in win percentage, 84% of their wins. They've been to 20 New Year's Six Bowls. They've won half of the national titles, though, that Alabama has. Only three. Nine conference titles. They are number one in top 10 wins, tied with Alabama at 39. They are number one in top, being in the top 10 75% of the time. They have been in the top 25 93% of the time since 2000, both number one rankings, and they've only had one losing season. So they have half the titles of Alabama.
Which seems like a pretty stark point of contrast.
But they also lead in win percentage, mm-hmm. top 10 wins, top 10 in top 25 ranking, percentage of rankings, and only one losing season mm-hmm. in 25 years.
This is like...
That's incredible.
This is the...
And I believe that was the in between the trestle year, right?
Yeah. This feels like it's the... Do you prefer the peak of Michael Jordan or the peak of LeBron James? Like, yeah. This feels like where the longevity of Ohio State is the LeBron James.
I would still say
I'd put Bama one.
Alabama is Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like they.
The peak is much, much. That's the thing you hold up. It's like 6-for-6, baby. We go there. We win these things.
They did lose to Georgia.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like that's the way I frame this. And I. Look, in the basketball argument, if you want to say Jordan's your GOAT, fine. If you want to say LeBron's your GOAT, fine. As long as it's one of those two, I don't care.
Yeah.
But, like, something fraudulent's the wrong word. But there's always been something about Ohio State that are like, they're great. They're truly great. But I have never put them on this in the last 25, 30 years. I have just not put them on the same level as Alabama.
But is it, and what they're also doing here, and they don't say this directly, is that Alabama did it with Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about the best coach of this century,
it's Nick Saban.
It's Nick Saban, and it's not particularly close. If you're talking about the program,
mm-hmm.
Jim Tressel, Urban Meyer, mm-hmm. Ryan Day, they have, and then what, Vrabel in there for a year?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Fickle?
No, Fickle.
Fickle. Luke Fickle in there for a year. That's
pretty
incredible
good.
What they were able to do because the program did it
mm-hmm.
with three different coaches.
And it's just the same kind of thing held true with LSU with Les Miles, Orgeron, and then Brian Kelly.
And Nick Saban.
Yeah. Well,
at the
Nick
beginning
Saban,
of it. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That's a pretty big one in that program and the health and the dominance.
Despite going
program.
Through those coaches.
Yeah. That's incredible to think of having the ability to keep the train moving
mm-hmm.
when it, and look, that may be why Oregon gets propped up too, because you think of what they've done at the beginning of the century is Mike Bellotti, who got that program to Fiesta Bowl win in the early stages of the 2000s. He hands it over to Chip Kelly, who goes to a national title game. He hands it over to Mark Helfrich, who goes to another national title game. And then the wheels fall off at the end of his run. They go to Willie Taggart, Mario Cristobal, and now you have Dan Lanning. And the program is staying and humming at a ridiculously high level and keeps kind of ascending. As you go through those coaches, there are blips, and that's to the point that you made of USC, right? Every single program has a dip at some point. It's inevitable. And that was the incredible part of these rankings is that if you look at it, Ohio State has had a losing season. We don't really think of those years. Alabama has had three. Oklahoma has had two. None of these teams outside of Boise State have been flawless in how many losing seasons that they've had. Like
25 years is a long time, man.
Yeah, I'm going through it. Every single one of these teams on this list.
Picked one up.
Boise State is the only one to not have a losing season in the last 25 years.
And that's what I was saying. If it's such an easy thing to do at the lower levels, you'd see other teams that could somehow mimic this. No, Boise State has got the magic formula.
No doubt
they
about
do.
It. Well, they're the king of the kids' table mm-hmm. right now, and they're waiting to get to the big one.
Mm-hmm.
You see what their AD said about the straight seating?
No.
He called it the Boise State policy. He said it's the CFP trying to hold Boise State down again.
I mean, I don't think he's entirely wrong.
I think he's totally wrong.
Do you?
Yeah. This wasn't a protection for the big schools from the little schools. It was, are we trying to reward the top seeds or not?
I think you're right in that vein, but I think that that was also part of it, is they didn't want the Boise States or the Arizona States of the world to get any kind of leg up opportunity.
But it was because they weren't as good.
No, you're right.
And that was the thing, is that if you looked at it, they weren't anywhere close to being the top four teams in the country. And that was it. It wasn't the, just trying to keep the little guy down. No, it is, well, the top four teams should be the top four seeds.
I agree. I think there's the unintended consequence of which the bigger schools would call that an added bonus.
Yeah. Well, they still get their money.
And that part of it does matter. And it's nice to see that. But yeah, look, when Boise State under Chris Peterson was really rolling, nobody wanted to play them.
No.
They were like, no. There's no reason for us to play them because there's a better than decent chance we'll lose.
Because they just had to get up for one game a year. Mm-hmm. And that's why they would stub their toe against, you know, Nevada.
Yeah.
Reno. Well, that is Nevada.
I know. Yeah.
They'd lose to Nevada, or they would lose a game to Utah. Utah was one that clipped them a few times. Like that. That's what would happen inevitably.
Yeah, Kaepernick got him 1 year, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And that was the kicker who ended up being the Portland Thunder arena kicker. Mm-hmm. He went wide right.
There you go.
Boomer.
It happens.
All right.
All right, coming up next, time for our worst day on the web. And look, man, don't dash and dine, and definitely don't dash and dine and then kick somebody in the nuts. That's our worst day on the web. But first, here's Big Kahuna Sports and Update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna Burger?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on Maize celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Hey, you know what? It's a Friday, and what you need to do? You go to the well, and the well that is Florida that keeps on giving.
Florida. All right,
It's a tale as old as time. The old dine and dash where. At a steakhouse in Florida, a woman at Mark's Prime Steakhouse, which, you know, that sounds like it's a nice old steakhouse.
Well, it's Prime.
It's Prime.
And 30, it's Mark's.
32-year-old woman was detained and arrested for failing to pay her bill. She was sitting at the bar when the cops, after they were called, but she was still there. She basically a $100 tab. The cops show up, and she appears to be, as the cops said, intoxicated.
Oh, no way.
Inebriated. She is refusing to pay her $99.53 bill. The officer escorted the woman out to the patio area where she sat down in a chair. And according to a report by a bystander, so good to have witnesses on top of your body cams, offered to help King by getting the woman's name. What was her name? Something King. I totally blanked on it. Where did
Martha.
It go? Rachel. Rachel King. Sorry.
Dang.
I mean, Martha sounds like Florida too. You know, I could go with that. Rachel King, but a bystander offered to help Miss King by getting the cash she needed to pay for a tab, though she would first need to send the money to that person via Venmo, which shouts to this person. See somebody like clearly going through it, kind of hears what's going on, being like, look, man, Venmo me the money. You're being detained by the cops. I've got $100 in cash on me. I'll pay your bill and we can just.
We're good.
We're good here.
It's pretty cool, I guess.
I mean, to be honest, like, this is...
solid.
It's solid. And actually, this same thing happened at a restaurant, I want to say, a couple days ago. Again, on the social medias, this woman raised just absolute hell at a restaurant. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't a restaurant. It was on a plane. And
planes are doing crazy things to people,
she
man.
She was sitting in an upgraded seat, and this dude was like, look, I'll give her technically my seat. And we
Very
can
nice.
Just squash this. And the air marshal had enough of this woman who was just been like, it's an open seat. I can sit wherever I want.
Mm-mm.
And the air marshal's like, legally, you can't.
Yeah, you can't do this, lady.
Like, no. And her seat was open back there. And the dude was just like, he could see, like, this is going to delay this flight kind of situation.
Over the line!
And he's like, look. And he's,
right,
it's on the body cam. And he's like, look, man, I'll give my seat up. Like, the air marshal goes, no, we're beyond that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, oof.
That's not it, pal.
Because I don't know if you guys know this, in order to detain somebody on a plane, you know what has to happen?
Hmm.
Everybody has to deplane.
So
the air marshal goes, all right, everybody off. I need the captain to make the announcement. And you can just hear the collective, oh, screw you, lady, kind of a deal. And this guy was kind of doing the same thing of like, look, I know we can solve all of this. This is clearly a problem, but let's make this easier on everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you probably saw the look on the cop's face, like, I don't want to deal with this crap today. It's Wednesday, man. I got better stuff to do. So the lady agrees and is like, is going
to. Oh, wait. So we're back to Florida.
We're back to Florida.
Okay. We're back to Florida.
Same kind of situation. Lady agrees and is like, you know what? Cool. And I'm sure she's probably like detained or at least at this point. And she allows the cop to kind of help facilitate. Like, here's the Venmo, log in. You know, you can do this, blah, 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 blah. And then she just gets irritated. And so remember, she's sitting down right now. Dude is standing up on the phone. And she just says, you know, I've had enough of this. And she rears back as far as she can and speed bags the cop's balls.
Rachel. You thought that you were going to get away with this, Rachel?
It says the King allegedly became agitated and said the officer should just leave her alone. She then snatched her phone back at the same time raised her right fist as far back as she could, yep, punched the officer in the testicles, which caused the officer to feel, and I quote, extreme pain.
Yeah, I've been there, dude. Yep, I know that pain. That is, and so she tried to flee on foot then?
No, they
drunk lady
immediately placed under arrest. 2 days later, she was released, posting a $17,000 bond. She's now being charged with battery of law enforcement. And I love old-timey laws when they, like, the wording isn't changed. Do you know what she was charged with for the theft of services?
No.
Swindling or defrauding an innkeeper.
That's what I'm talking about.
God, I love it. Yes, 100%. 100%. I love, like, when the old-timey laws are still there and they're like, yep, that's the one.
Yeah, that is, to me, first of all, why in the world was she at this steakhouse and not wanting to pay, though?
Dude, drunk.
Well, I get it. She was drunk. But that's the thing that I can never understand with these
the disconnect.
People is, what do you think is going to happen? Mm. In what world do you think that, you know what, I'm going to go to this place. I ain't paying, though. Nope. And then to get upset enough to speed bag the old officer
speed bag
and run off. No, I just, I hate, she hate went from a, like that, especially when people are trying to help you.
Right? That's the thing. It's like, oh, you're beyond help.
There were so many of her ex-boyfriends that were like sending this to his buddies going like, told you she was crazy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. 100%.
You guys tried to tell me, no, she's hot. No, wasn't worth it. The crazy hot matrix was not in her favor. She was too crazy. There, I wonder how many group chats that conversation went down in.
Oh, wrap the f*** off.
Yeah, look, that's shout out Tom Hanks for that one. But she went from having to pay a ticket, like it's the lowest level misdemeanor because it's under $100, all those kind of things. It would have just been a ticket. You know, yeah, it would have been a record. You probably could have got expunged.
You'd
like,
have to pay it off at some point.
At worst, you were going to get a ticket. At best, the cop is having a good day and lets this bystander do this for you and tells you to knock it off and call a cab.
Yeah, speaking of crazy on flights, in our second Britney Spears reference of the day.
Oh.
On a flight from Cabo to LAX.
Oh, I'm sure that was just a barrel of monkeys.
She started, Britney started smoking, then pulled out a cigarette and started smoking it on the flight.
That's a felony.
Yeah. That's not good.
Did you know that?
I did.
Smoking on board an aircraft is a felony.
I've seen that on the old on the airplanes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tell you that.
And don't try to vape either.
Yeah.
You're about to find out.
So this is from TMZ.
Mm. The best investigatory journalism that we have.
Yeah, apparently the flight attendants gave her the what the F? And she
continued.
No, put the cigarette out, but then she became difficult.
Look, most of these people in these service industries and stuff like this, they're willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, but they just keep pushing it.
She settled down. She settled down and apparently was just confronted by authorities when she got off the plane and she was free to leave after. That according to TMZ. Mm.
But yes, hard disagree. Most of the time when I was on the other side of that equation as the server slash bartender, I gave nobody the benefit of the doubt.
That's because you're old, crusty Jeff Frost.
Back then I wasn't. I was still in my 20s and young and spry.
You're still crusty. Come on now. Let's be honest. Like, my experience as much as I'm rambunctious, I don't like causing problems for other people. For myself, certainly. For other people, no, I don't. I actively do try to avoid that. And anytime that I can help kind of like diffuse that, like I like to think that I would be like the bystander in the situation and be like, this cop is having a rough go. Like, let me try to help this dude out. Like, you know,
well, like, I don't want to cause problems for other people either. It's like, again, as a former server and bartender, do you know how many times I've gotten a tomato in a sandwich or burger where I specifically asked for no tomato? A lot. How many times did I send it back or bitch about it? Zero.
Yeah, you just pulled the tomato off.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, I mean, it's stuff like that. But you also crop dusted a couple and caused the relationship to break down because of it.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
You did do that.
Still one of my proud moments. I wear that one like a badge of honor.
Golly. You want to talk about bad baseball really quick?
Mm.
The Red Sox are beating the Orioles 17-3.
Oh, God. I do love the summer baseball score when it's like 28-2, and you're like, what the hell happened?
That was pre-West Coast schools Big Ten football score right there.
Yeah. Entering the day. I only know this from my research for our fun-filled segment, OA, later.
Indeed.
The Baltimore Orioles with the second worst run differential in all of Major League Baseball entering today at minus 85, I want to say it was.
Only to the Colorado Rockies.
Only to the Colorado Rockies, who I believe were minus 159.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, in that the Rockies are so bad. They're almost getting double up by the...
How bad are they?
Yeah, they're doubling up nearly the next closest team in run differential.
Not great.
That's bad.
Moral of the story, don't punch cops in the balls.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. And it doesn't matter how sauced you are. Pay your damn bill.
Well, and I feel like that should be a lesson that you shouldn't have to learn the hard way.
Well, in Florida,
not punch a cop in the balls.
Well, it's never not funny to see somebody else get hit in the balls. It's just, you're like, oh, you didn't even say your head like that. That's kind of funny, but oh. I saw my social media algorithm has become mostly golf swing instruction and golf fails. There was a guy who hit the marker on the tee box, just shanked it, and it just came back and hit the camera guy right in the balls. And I must have watched it 50 times. Just cinematic perfection.
Yeah, my 8-year-old, she likes to watch those kinds of videos on YouTube, the fails and whatnot.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And every
stuff.
Single one, it doesn't matter how many straight it is, it should always go, oh, right in the nuts.
Yeah, look, it's Idiocracy. Ouch, My Balls is a great show.
Do you want to know how far away the Rockies are to the team with the best run differential?
Ooh, in that's going to be a lot, Bob.
It's 200, isn't it?
No, 254. Oh, it's more than that. 54.
Oh, yeah. My God.
They are 254 runs away from catching the New York Yankees.
I bet you he plays for the Yankees.
Richard. What's happening?
54. Holy smokes.
That's disgusting.
That's a pretty funny comedian. Is that Buddy Wackett?
Yeah.
They
played outfield for the Cleveland Spiders.
They are 201 runs away from the Dodgers in their own division.
Good Lord.
They suck.
Well, speaking of history, rivalries matter, and they matter so much they're written into wills. We'll get to that next here on Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan. On Monday's show, we talked about the possibility of one of the longest-running rivalries in college football coming to an end. That, of course, being between USC and Notre Dame, because there is not a contract beyond next year for those two teams to play. Now, Notre Dame is looking for a multi-year deal while USC is looking at a shorter-term deal. But from inside USC, the Twitter account, some USC boosters are beginning to reach out to the Board of Trustees about the future of the Notre Dame game. One said he will take USC out of his will if the rivalry is canceled.
I love this.
I think this is fantastic.
You're out of the will, SC, just like my turd kids are. Mm-hmm. Because they don't get any of this money. USC does. Hold on.
Yeah, he's got a coke problem, too.
Yeah,
right? Wait, what?
Whoa. I think that it's smart for neither one of these schools to put anything on the books beyond next year, because you can always schedule ahead and schedule forward. What needs to happen is less of these contracts need to be renewed before they expire.
Yep.
It doesn't help universities to schedule these games 8 years in advance.
Or 12.
When you have, for example, some schools will, if you were to schedule a game against, you could just plug a random school in a random, Florida State, great example. You scheduled Florida State 8 years ago, you're getting a top 15 team.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hells yeah, let's go. You know, at that point, you'd have a Florida State team that won a national title, went to the college football playoff, and you're like, okay, this is going to be a good game. We're going to have a decent matchup here. Mm-hmm. It's not.
No.
It's not. And that hurts the game of college football when you have these big brands and one is humming and the other just gets their teeth kicked in.
The flip side of that is, USC Notre Dame is one of the five most storied rivalries in college football.
I think with this one, though, that game is going to happen regardless.
Yes.
But the writing has to be on the wall for these universities that the game is going to change completely. And so now, if you just want to say, all right, we're going to go ahead, we're going to schedule this thing, and we'll tear up the contract later, that's fine. But there is all of the momentum is shifting towards the power schools are just going to play the power schools, mm-hmm. and there's going to be a different world of college football as we know it, where you're going to get great games every single week. You won't see the Citadel playing Alabama on a November
week day, 7, and you're like, what the hell's going on here?
Not that those days are going to be gone. Like, that's way college football is going to be operating. Now, you may have like one game or two games where you're not playing a power conference team, mm-hmm. but the non-conference schedule needs to be told who you're playing and when you're playing. You can protect rivalries like this, but the contracts going 10 to 12 years, I think it's dumb anyways. USC and Notre Dame, they should play each other. I think that is important, and it should be something that does happen every single year in college football. But I think this is going to be a much ado about nothing. They're going to get these games done.
They'll figure out a way.
Now,
if this rivalry goes away, I will be pretty stunned and incredibly disappointed.
There is the element, though, of Lincoln Riley weaseled his way out of a game last year,
mm-hmm.
and was like, we ain't playing that game.
No.
Is this Lincoln Riley saying, no, we need some more layups on our schedule? That would be awful.
Yeah, it would.
For him to say, rivalry, no, I don't need the rivalry anymore. I need a more favorable schedule because we've got to play Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, and all these schools. I don't think that's the way he's thinking.
No.
But I do. He gave credence to it because he complained about the strength of their schedule. And is it worth it to us? And he brought up that question himself of, is it worth it to us to play these games? It is.
It is.
It is to your fan base.
And not just that. This isn't just like, hey, let's make sure we schedule a good non-conference game. This is USC Notre Dame.
And there's something about this, and I know we're up against it, so maybe we could come back to it. But I think there is one aspect of the way that some coaches go about this that is pretty significant.
Okay.
We'll
get back to that one, but we're getting into hour number three. The Western Conference Finals it sucked. So far in the Eastern Conference Finals, we have had one of the best games in modern basketball history. Game two gets underway tonight between the Pacers and Knicks. What do the Knicks have to do to keep the Pacers from snatching their soul and taking a 2-0 lead on the road? We'll get that at hour number three on Danny Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.